We got a mission. Yes! It's been a year since the last one, and, well, it's been a hell of a year. Afghanistan, my arm, Elena, working for the brother-in-law. I'm trying. I mean, really, I've been trying to get my shit together, but still the same thing as when I left the Corps. What drives people every day in civilian life? What's the objective? What's the goal? Just going along for the ride and then going home at night to watch TV? I mean, I don't mind the whole not getting shot at part, but there's just something comforting about knowing what you're doing and why you're there. Don't get me wrong, I don't like this situation. We're diving headfirst without solid intel again, but that kind of seems to be our MO at this point. I'm nervous. But that's a good thing, because when you're not nervous is when you get complacent, and that's dangerous. Oh, and so are rookies, and we have two now. It's not their fault. These kids might have what it takes. They might be incredible in the field, but they don't have the experience, so it makes my job more interesting. But, you know, it is what it is, I guess. So, let's go party with some dirty hippies in another goddamn desert.
You're listening to the Redacted Reports, a Delta Green podcast.
When we last left the agents of RSL, they had received information and the briefing for their next mission. They're going to be heading to the desert, the northern desert of Nevada, for that thing in the desert, also known as the Burn. A lot of information was downloaded from Rowan to the rest of the RSL members. And now, they've got a couple weeks to figure out what they need to do, or what kind of intelligence they can gather between then and now. Agent River, you're in your office. Your boss walks by and gives you his million-dollar smile. Braden looks at you. Hey, how's it going, Redacted?
It's good.
So, I want to let you know that in the upcoming weeks, Trevor's going to be taking some time off. He's going to be gone for about 2.5 weeks. So I'm going to need for you to possibly pick up on some of his stuff, if that's okay with you.
What's he working on?
Oh, he's going on vacation. He's got some time off.
No, I meant, what do you want me to pick up?
Oh, he's, okay, so, there's that SEAL group, in the Northern Bay area. He's working on some of the paperwork for that. There's he's working with the Sanctuary. The Sanctuary thinks they might have had a spill nearby. But, it's all cleared up and whatnot, so if you could just, you know, maybe get up there, you know, one day soon, get a couple samples and see if they could see if that's looking good. I think it is. He's got a pretty good handle on it and hired out to you know, some of the outsourcers.
Okay.
I mean, you can always go talk to Trevor and find out if you want. But I understand if you don't want to.
No, I'll let me just get some things organized.
All right, sounds good. Oh, you moved into the house? Everything all okay now?
Oh, it's great.
Awesome. That's good to hear. So good. You know, I was looking at some of the time that you know, when you requested it off with the house. We were actually able to move that from your PTO to an emergency PTO. So that time period, that doesn't go against your bank. And right now you've got, you know, you've accumulated so much time. Not trying to tell you to take some time off, but hey, man, you can take a break if you want.
Well, I mean, but with Trevor gone, I wouldn't want to leave you too short.
If I had to be short and if work got to be too much because we lost one person or if we lost two people, that's my fault for not staffing properly, right? So if it happens at the same time, it happens at the same time. It might be tight, but that's okay. We've got this, you know, we're a team and not in that whole, like, we're a team type thing and here's some pizza. No, it you know.
Yeah, I mean, it might be good to take a week or two before the end of summer, if that's not too big a problem.
You see him kind of swallow his tongue a little bit as he thinks now that you're going to take the same time off as Trevor. But yeah, okay. All right. Yeah. You guys, you can do that. Take your kid out. Go do something before go back to school. Oh, yeah, that's right. She's starting in a new school district, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Kind of excited and nervous about it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Look into it, get back to me, and I'll see what I could do. We can shift some stuff around. But yeah, go out to the Marine Mammal Center and go get that squared away, at least if you can do that. I would really appreciate it.
Oh, I think that's pretty doable.
You have a good day. Oh, and hey, we do have some leftover, fish sticks in the freezer. If anybody wants to grab those or throw them in the microwave, that's fine too. I think the big manager went a little bit overboard with the idea of let's have fish all the time.
Yeah, maybe not every day.
Right. Well, you have a good day. And he gives you finger guns and heads off. You see Trevor packing some stuff up in his cubicle, kind of moving some stuff.
Hey, Trevor, you're taking some time.
Hey, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be sick. Got some time off. Going to go relax. Playa provides,
The Playa?
Yeah, Playa, Gonna go just get my groove on and gonna grind it out with a bunch of other wooks and killer.
I didn't know you did that.
Well, it's okay. I mean, we all have our little private things, outside of work. I mean, you're a family man. It's not like you do anything crazy outside of work, right?
Of course not.
No, but yeah, I'm gonna go ahead to the desert for about 2 weeks. We got a pre-camp build and, kind of get things all square.
Well, don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to do all the things that you wouldn't do. But we're not going to take video because it's all about immediacy and being in the moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you have fun.
All right. I hope I will. Oh, hey, here. What do you think of this? And he hands you a small piece of blown glass on a piece of hemp rope.
What is it?
Oh, this is a Prince Rupert's drop, man. I'm learning how to blow these.
Really? You made that yourself?
Yeah, man. I'm gonna be handing them out. They're my gifts. Here, it's a gift to you, man. Because since
gifts is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a gift. You'd like gifts. We like gifts.
Sure, everybody likes gifts.
Yeah, you wear it around your neck. Styling.
So who's Prince Rupert?
Shit, man, I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know that much.
Well, what makes this special?
Oh, so because it's shaped like a tadpole, the way that it works, it won't break.
Really?
Yeah.
It looks like glass.
You're right, I know. But it is the way that it's designed, the forces around it make sure that it is nearly indestructible.
That sounds like some kind of alien technology.
Nope, just physics, man. It's no cap, straight up. It will not snap. It's physics, man. Science!
That's amazing.
It is. You can have that one.
Well, thanks.
Welcome.
So what's up with those marine mammals?
Oh, he starts to go into talking about that there was a small spill near the sanctuary. He was able to go ahead and help get it squared away. It interacted with some algae blooms that were there and caused a little bit of a minor disaster, but the outsourcing clean crew that he was able to get hired took care of it. So now it's on the back end of making sure that the levels in the water and the soil nearby are within tolerances.
Yeah, well, doesn't look like you left much for me to do here.
I try not to.
Well, that's great. You go have fun.
All right, man. Sick. You have a good night. Have a good time. I got to go get my stuff packed. We're going to head out. Hop in the RV. Cruise on down. It's going to be sick, man. Sick.
Don't stay out in the sun too much because you'd actually get sick.
SPF 75. All day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my hood. Got my boonie cap. And I got my coat.
Okay.
And he heads off and he talks to some of the other folks in the office, leaving you, in front of your computer. You don't have a whole lot of work going on and looks like you might just have to go visit that site.
Yeah, I'm going to search and see if there's some excuse I can find for going to Nevada.
What kind of excuse do you think?
Anything that I could claim is work related.
Well, The BLM and the EPA does work hand in hand in protecting and preserving the environmental impact of that large event on the ecosystem there. The amount of people that are there and the actual amount of ecological damage that's done is minimal. It happens. But for the most part, it's a near miracle on how little is damaged after everybody leaves. It kind of goes hand in hand with the group and the org that puts it on.
Yeah, well, and they're pretty smart about choosing a location where there's less to damage. Can I check to see if I have any contacts in the BLM I could ask for a favor?
Give me a bureaucracy roll.
Hot one out of 40.
You do have a connection. There is a person in the BLM that you've worked with before with stuff in Northern Nevada. Nevada, I mean, is a smorgasbord of EPA headaches, disasters, missions, because, you know, from nuclear test sites to Area 51 to all kinds of weird shit happens in Nevada because it's Nevada. There is a contact, a woman named Cora Matheson with BLM.
All right. I want to reach out to Cora and basically ask her if she needs any help with the burn this year.
You sent off an email, and a few minutes later, in capital letters, "Yes, please. We are understaffed."
Okay. So after I get back from the Marine Mammal Center, I'm going to go to Braden and say, "Hey, my workload is pretty light right now. Trevor done a great job of his case. It's in really good shape. Doesn't need much attention now. But a friend of mine says they've got this big event up in the Nevada desert that they could use some environmental assistance with."
Oh, all right. Friend is in like friend, like personal friend or work
no,
friend?
No. It's a, work related.
Oh, okay. But you're all caught up?
Mostly.
Now, I don't want this to sound cold or callous. Is this going to make us look better if we do the gig?
Well, here, let me show you this email. She says they really need help bad. I'm sure they'd be grateful.
Huh. All right. Do you mind if I follow up with them?
No, by all means.
Little interagency, we scratch their back, they rub ours, that type of thing. This could work well. Yeah, this could really work. All right, let me get some more information.
Okay, and I will reply to Cora saying, I think I can help you out there. My boss is going to follow up. By the way, is it okay if I bring my gun? I hear you people have tight control over that sort of thing.
Cora doesn't respond back with an affirmative about your firearms request. But she does, like, in all capital letters with a couple emojis, "Excellent. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Good to talk with you. We'll be in touch soon." A little bit later on in the day, Braden shows up at your desk. So, with Cora, we're going to send out 4 people. It's going to be 2 interns, a science lead, and then you.
Wait, we have interns?
Yeah, we have interns. You've never really noticed them? You don't use the interns? We're paying these people good, hard-earned money.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad.
We don't really call them interns. They're just the junior techs.
Oh, them.
Yeah. I think interns is kind of derogatory because it's like, it just doesn't make sense. But yeah, the junior techs, we're going to send out 2 junior techs, a science lead, and we'll send you out.
Oh, that's really good.
So they may be coming back to you about a few things in touch and base, but yeah, you can head out. There is a couple contacts on site. I'll get that paperwork sent out to you as soon as I can. They run their own weird stuff there, man. Like, they're almost like their own little sovereign country. It's weird.
Yeah, well, it's a weird event from what I hear.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully we don't have anybody that needs to be arrested, so I don't think your arrest powers are going to be needed there.
You know, somebody told me that you're not allowed to use money.
Yeah, I heard that. It's weird. Apparently, like, you can... I don't get it, but there's... I don't know, it's just... Cool. Hey, how about this? When you go there, take some notes. Maybe we can turn it into a team-building event for maybe the year after.
Sure.
I mean, I think the fish thing went well.
The fish thing was interesting. Yeah, that was, it was novel.
But imagine all of us together, you know, all out there camping together and teaching people. Oh, that we could teach people about their impact on the environment. And he kind of goes off just rambling, snaps out of it a few moments later. Like, oh, yeah, well, sounds good. I'll talk to you later. Later. Have a good day, Redacted.
Thanks. Yeah, you too.
Is there anything else that River was going to look into?
I am going to send a message to the ranch.
Okay.
Asking them, do you have any intel on whatever's happening at the thing in the Black Rock Desert?
Ewallock sends a picture of a couple wrapped in a blanket that just has the headline above it, Dirty Hippies. And then somebody underneath posts a picture of the guy from the History Channel with the crazy hair with his hands out. And between the hands, it says, Hippies.
Thanks. You're a big help.
And then an image of a pentagon shows up. It looks like it is line drawn. And it looks like it has tentacles coming out of the bottom end of the pentagon. There's almost like a semicircle in the center, like a grid work. From what you've seen, this looks like the map. There's something different about this. Ewallock replies, this is a heat map.
When was it taken?
Last year, on the day when the big guy burned.
What's up with the tentacles?
Don't know. This is a crazy satellite image. It's pretty. Might help you, though.
Might? There's supposed to be numbers talking about the event this year.
Let me look into it and I'll get back to you. A couple minutes later, ooh, the number stations going crazy about this. Anyone want to bet money on what's going to pop up? And a whole bunch of numbers like dollar bills pop up and with different responses. And it seems like the majority of them all say grays.
What do you do about grays?
R. Roger replies, same thing that we do every night. R. Mitchum tried to take over the world. No, you can put a bullet between their eyes. And that's what they did in 51.
I reply, no guns allowed.
Jace Stewart pops in. I'll be there. I'll be armed.
Any way to contact you?
Reach me here.
Will do.
Anything else, River?
Not right now.
Agent Ross and Agent Regan, you get the information to Allison that Monday, and you start to get an idea of the strengths that some of these interns have. Yes, they have strengths somewhere. You're not entirely sure where, but that's what it says. You realize that you're going to have to maybe put in some time off right before the elections. Or do your job from there.
Oh, from the burn?
Yeah.
Can I do a human roll to see if Allison would even entertain the thought of us taking time off? Just from like what I know of Allison.
You could roll a persuade roll to try to talk her into getting the time off. That's a possibility.
Yeah, let's do that. So yeah, I'll go over to Allison's office. I'll kind of tell Regan that I'm doing this and say, wish me luck. I'll talk to her assistant. Say, hey, is Allison free?
Yeah, let me check. She buzzes you into Allison. Yeah, she's good. She doesn't have another meeting for about another half hour.
All right, thank you.
You see that Allison is away type. She looks up. Oh, hey. How you doing, Redacted?
Hey, I'm good. Quick question. Redacted and I might need to take some time off. I know it's really bad timing in a couple weeks. For something came up. Is that any way that would work out? If needed, we can do some stuff remotely if you really need us, and we can fill in all the interns at a time.
What? You both need to go at the same time?
It's a mutual friend thing just came up.
She squints her eyes and looks at you. How long do you need off?
At least a week. But we'll bring our laptops. We'll be working on stuff as much as we can, filling in the interns ahead of time.
All right. When do you need this time off?
Starting on the 24th.
Give me a persuasion roll.
Okay. 58 out of 60.
You know, it's a really busy time this time of year. You can work from home, or you can work from work remote.
We're going to as best we can.
All right. All right. You do that. I'm going to move you off of the Trinity County thing. And you know what? The cybersecurity is one that requires a little bit less hands on.
Okay. Yeah, we can handle that.
Yeah, that's just going to be proofing some letters. So maybe you guys could do that and leverage your team.
You got it. We'll prep everyone in the next 2 weeks and stay on top of it as much as we can.
Yeah, shoot me an email. I'll send the information over to our contact over to Cypress, letting you know. It should be pretty easy for you to do.
Sweet. All right. Thanks so much, Allison. I appreciate it. I owe you one.
Yeah, you do. That's all right. Go take care of things. And I got another meeting.
All right. Thank you. So Ross will head back towards Reagan. They'll knock on Reagan's door.
What'd she say?
She said yes.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I told her we would, they moved us onto Cypress Securities instead of the Trinity County. It gets a little less hands-on.
Yeah, they don't like anyone to really have hands on anything.
She told us to leverage our team. I told her we'd brief the interns on it. Hopefully they can handle most of it and we can get as much done from there as we can. I don't know how's the cell service, the reception out there?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Hopefully probably not great, but yeah. You know, I don't know how much we would be able to get done anyway, because, you know, the last time we were out and about, everything got crushed anyway.
Yeah, so, that's true. So at least she knows that. I told her it was a thing came up last minute for a mutual friend, which is true.
This is going to be a consistent log line, I suppose. Okay, well, yeah, I mean, we were going to make the interns do all the work anyway. So yep, as long as she approved the time off, we're good. Or the time out of office, I suppose. Yeah,
we should be good.
Well, I haven't been working too hard in the last few days anyway. And she spins her laptop around and just shows him a bunch of research that she's doing on alien encounters in the desert.
Nice.
I don't know how much of this is real or not, but
did those numbers make any sense to you?
Not in the least. That is, I've heard a lot of stuff in my day, a lot of conspiracy theories, and they've all kind of been silly. I was looking up that and seeing how people, like, there seems to be lots of people that attempt to predict when things are going to happen. So I was curious if other people are maybe trying to read into
If it's not just this shadow organization we work for.
Yeah, it has to be, because I don't understand where people would be getting information.
Right.
Agent Reagan, go ahead and roll a SIGINT. Let's see what you could find.
Ooh, not my toastiest numbers. That would be a 77 on a 20.
Ooh. You found some forums that have some questionable material. Some areas that are deeper than 4chan, even more double so than 18chan. Maybe 16chan is where we might want to call it. But at one point, someone messages you back, "I know what you need. ... I have your answers. ...
Gross. So Reagan lists a few of the conspiracy websites that she's been to and some of the nonsense articles that she read. Like, she's fully looking through some Project Blue Book level. This is definitely happening. She's maybe a little convinced at this point that, like, I guess it's all true, and points out specifically this 18 plus Chan chat she's had. She's like, "Do you think this is this legitimate? I don't even know anymore."
I don't know. I feel like we've got to wait till we get out there. Oh, I don't know. This is creepy.
It's extremely creepy. Maybe I'll just put that one aside. We'll bring this up with Rowan.
Yeah, let's put a pin in that.
Yeah.
You get a message on the command line that pops up. We know what happened in Ruth.
What happened in Ruth?
You saw the pig.
Okay, redacted. We didn't really ask if, say, there were other groups looking into these sorts of things. Is it possible that there's a rival of some sort?
There were, I guess there'd have to be. This can't be the only people watching these channels.
Your fax machine kicks on.
Okay.
The picture of you going into the Titus household that you saw previous spits out the fax machine.
Okay.
Well, I'd forgotten about that. This is bad and creepy.
Message back. Just say, like, who are you?
They're not gonna tell us that.
I mean, I don't know.
Do you know, I should not be on the company internet right now.
That's this true. Hold on. And can I borrow your computer real quick?
Go for it.
Can I roll computer science to try to get on some sort of like VPN that the company won't be able to trace?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, so the company won't trace or that the people that are currently communicating you won't be able to trace?
Can I do both?
I mean, point of order, I would have assumed that Maxine probably has a VPN already set up to keep the company from knowing what she's doing.
Okay, so in that case, try to keep the people that we're talking to. I got a one on that roll.
Ooh, yes, you've properly rerouted yourself away from things.
Okay. Ask what they want. I don't know.
Well, you're in front of the laptop.
I'll type up. What do you want? What do you want?
We can help you.
Type back, okay, ...
What do you want to know about the aliens?
I'll look at Reagan.
You know, there was this one crazy radio show that I did run across calling Wearing Tinfoil with Art and Lance. They're pretty charming, but they had some really great stuff in there about, I don't know, this one incident in like the 60s out in the desert, and this, I mean, a very classic, like, two kids romancing where they shouldn't be, getting abducted, getting returned. I'm curious. Can you test pilot that? Just see.
Okay, I'll see if they have anything. First, I'll type up a summary of that, and then we should ask if they know anything about the burn.
I want to do a little vetting on these guys before start getting into what our actual assignment is. That's lest fair. They find out more from us accidentally.
Yeah.
So Ross, you ask the connection here about the kids in the 60s. And you mean Gerald McGillicuddy and Fred Davis? They ended up being members of the Mattachine Society? The ones that were abducted and quote unquote probed?
I look at Reagan. You didn't tell me they were gay lovers.
I mean, does it matter?
No, it's more interesting.
Well, yes, that is true. Everything is better when it's gayer.
Proven hoaxed, McGillicuddy became a science fiction writer. Fred Davis became a pulp writer.
Okay, so that didn't seem to lead anywhere.
No, but the story does check out, based on what I remember from this podcast. Okay. How do you get sources on an anonymous part of the internet?
I know. You don't.
Okay.
It's like...
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's ask if they know anything about future encounters or predicting future encounters.
Yes. If they're seeing anything coming up.
I'll type up, do you know of any future encounters coming up or how to predict them?
A JPEG file comes across. And in the preview, it looks like the map of the world.
So just everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
If you open it up, you do see that there are some areas that are marked on the map.
I'll take a couple of pictures on my phone to show to Rowan later.
You're able to collect the images?
This is a lot of aggregated information. This is...
And why are they just willingly giving it to us?
To be fair, open source is much more popular in these circles.
Right.
Spooky as it is, the corner that we're in, we might be actually talking to someone who just doesn't care for, say, government intervention. That doesn't necessarily mean they're nefarious. They just don't know
Yeah.
That there's anybody they can talk to safely otherwise.
You see the little red light on your laptop near your camera turn on.
There is a cover on her camera at all times. That's fine. Just an acknowledgement that it is blocked. Okay. She, in Spanish, says, shut it down.
I shut it all down.
Pull the power from it, pull the charge cable, power it off, and it shuts off. Okay. Leaving you feeling a bit shaken.
Let's put a pin in that for now. We need to figure out outfits.
Rooster. Rooster, you were able to get a list that Rowan had sent. Looking at the list, being the de facto quartermaster of Arcel, it gives you almost a sense of purpose because there's a lot of things that you didn't have beforehand. You did find out that you will be getting an RV. You will be picking the RV up in Reno, so you could possibly ship some of your items to Reno.
I'm assuming that we have some sort of, I don't know, a P.O. box or something to be able to ship it to.
Yeah.
So at this point, I start going online, getting all the resources I can ship directly there so I don't have to deal with it. And especially since I don't have to worry about things that can't get shipped easily this time. Great. I do need to talk to Mike about the actual time off, I know. But otherwise, just taking care of business.
Mike's in his office, working on some paperwork. And he sees you come in and nods. Hey, Redacted.
Hey. Working hard or hardly working?
I'm dreaming about living the dream. Your sister wants to know if you want to come over to the house, maybe next week, you know, see the kids, maybe have some, she's making some meatloaf.
Seriously, how white picket fence are you guys?
Absolutely. I strive to be the Norman Rockwell picture. Is there anything wrong with that?
No. Meatloaf is, well, it's meatloaf, but sure.
Yeah. Oh, you're a braver man than I.
Yeah.
Your sister doesn't do too bad cooking. I think she just puts way too many green peppers in. The green peppers, you know, kind of repeat on me. And he pounds his chest a little bit and coughs a little bit, a fake cough. You know, those things. Because you're getting old.
Yeah, you are. You know, bell peppers aren't spicy, right?
Yeah, they are. Why? What do you mean they're not spicy?
So, anyway, time off that I told you I was going to need?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you came back. I was worried we'd have to do some, like, emergency paperwork or whatnot, or I'd have to go talk to Phil about you missing.
Yeah, 2 weeks. Coming up in a couple weeks.
Oh, okay. Do you have the dates?
Yep. I give them to him.
It's gonna be rough.
Yeah, almost as rough as when Dave fell off the ladder and you had to have me cover and told me I wasn't eligible for overtime. That rough, huh?
All right.
Look.
You don't have to bend me over the barrel, you know?
It's only fair. I can only blackmail you with shit that you pull.
All right, yeah. You can have the time off. I don't think I can give you any other time off other than the official days we have off. You're probably going to end up working the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, no. Oh, shit. Black Friday. Mm-hmm. I'll deal.
So, yeah, go ahead. Take the time off. It's all right.
Yep. And about the upgraded insurance package we talked about?
I can't get you into that. You don't qualify. You're not part of the management. It's just not one of the options. That's above me. That's honestly, truly above me. I can't do anything about that.
Okay. All right.
I tried. I honestly looked. And not just because you're my brother-in-law. No, it's because you're my employee and I want to look after people. But couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Don't worry. I won't tell Jenna that there's an option that would help me out that you can't get me. I won't tell her.
I can't.
Her. No, exactly. That's why I'm not going to tell her.
Okay. All right, good. At least we understand that.
Oh, yeah. We understand.
What time are you clocking out? What, 4:30, 6:30?
What time is it now?
2.
Yeah, 2:30 sounds about right. Don't you?
No, you got a little bit more time. I don't have enough coverage. I need you over there in Lumber. I need you there at least until 4:30.
All right. 4:30. I can do that.
All right.
You're the boss, right?
Yep.
And I give him a mock salute with my stump.
Shakes his head. As you're leaving, is this quite quitting or whatever the shit that people are saying nowadays?
I put my head back in. No, this is called legitimate blackmail because of the shit that you pull.
I got you. We'll talk about this at home.
Yeah. At your home on Friday for meatloaf. Got it.
Yep. Your mom and dad will be happy you're coming over.
Yeah. To your house. Yep.
Oh, I gotta take this call. And he picks up the line and starts talking to somebody.
You know I can see that nothing flashed and couldn't... Whatever. Play your games. Close the door. Motherfucker.
Rowan, you've got a list of things in front of you and plans and ideas and fancy pants to match. What is it that you're going to look into first or get into?
So the next day, the first thing that I do is reach out to the ABCs and find out about about what will be provided there and what we'll need to bring with us or have shipped there. And I'll get that information from them about the RV and make the list of everything that I will need Rooster to pick up and all of the stuff that we... You know, send out the shopping list to Rooster and then send out the packing list to everyone to be like, here's what you're going to need out on the Alkaline Desert, according to what I've been told.
There's enough information online that you can crib together a list, as well as the intel that you've received from the mission.
And also from Jonathan and Casey and their packing list when they went out. Like, I'm putting together as comprehensive a packing list as I can, mostly for myself, because I've never camped in a desert like this before. But also I pass that along to everyone else so that we can all be as prepared as possible.
There are spreadsheets that are available for you to checkmark and update and utilize to the best of your ability.
Wonderful. That does reduce some of the anxiety.
It seems like they've done, like, almost as though that there is a plug-and-play setup sometimes. In that note, you do find there are camps that are plug-and-play where people just go and all of their needs are handled for them. Those people are generally looked down upon by the other folks that attend.
Yeah, and we want to be friends with the general population, so I'm going to be making notes of which encampments to avoid. One thing I do want to look at just quickly is whether the encampments have the numbers that look like the 715E, because E makes me think east, or... Like, I kind of have two thoughts about that. Either it's the number of an encampment, or it's at 7:15 a.m. p.m. on the 1st, look east.
You realize that the map is set up like a clock.
Mm.
And as the streets go out, almost like ripples from the center of the clock, the street name begins with A, the first one, the second begins with B, C. The street names change every year, but the letters do not.
Okay. I'll print out a map and circle approximately where 7:15 on the clock would be, E.
You circle that section on the map and look into a little bit more on the website for the event. There are a few camps that are settled around there. The one that sits right at 715 on E Street is Camp Fried Marcel. Fried as in like French fried, and Marcel, M-A-R-C-E-L. And you see an image of a mime being dunked into a vat of hot oil as like the camp flag.
Am I able to find anything online about the history of Camp Fried Marcel?
They've got a Facebook group that's private. They claim to be a food camp, so they're going to be feeding people. They have a special art car that's coming out and a new tent. Across the way on the map, Your eyeball twitches just a little bit, and you see that there is Camp Desert Shrimp.
Ah. Okay. Yeah, my eyelid definitely does that twitch thing for a second before blinking and just sort of shaking my head. Too coincidental to be coincidence. Okay, well, that's a good one to keep an eye on. Once I have that nailed down and I've sent out the packing and shopping lists, I want to touch base with Sam and let him know about the numbers and the number stations and, you know, fill him in on what's going on in our corner of things and be like, if you have any insight into any of this, I'd love to hear more about what you think is going on. Also, there's apparently two friendlies that'll be out there investigating a homicide that are FBI agents that I want to see if I can connect with.
So first up, my contacts, we've already discussed that in our group when we talk about, you know, we were talking about a farm simulator game or ranch simulator game. So pass that on. That's crazy. You know what you probably should get? Vicks VapoRub or some kind of like patchouli, and you can put it under your nose so you don't have to smell all those dirty fucking hippies.
I take it it's not your scene.
Ooh, we're gonna go create a utopia, and then at the end we're gonna go home and try to implement all these ideas and down with society. Good fucking luck. Yay, let's be a philosopher. Let's go hang out with tech bros all day and have thousands and thousands of dollars, and let's make art for art. Don't get me fucking started. Jesus Christ.
I don't think I need to work hard to get you started on that one.
These rich assholes just dump all this money into this whole thing, and then you've got the ultra-rich assholes that show up, you know, basically shit all over everything and then leave, and then the other rich assholes that actually spent money that try to make the art and try to do this stuff complain about the ultra-rich assholes, and the poor people that want to go can't go because it's like $1,000. Oh, and you got to bring your own shit in and bring your own shit out. Something about don't divorce your hamster when you get back.
Welcome to America.
Yeah. Crazy thing is, this shit's worldwide. They've got, like, offshoot groups. You're
getting all head up, Sam. It's bad for your blood pressure.
Okay. The two other cops that are going to be there.
Do you know them?
Yes. I figured you'd ask, so I looked it up. The first one is Special Agent Wilhelm Weber and Special Agent Al Bear.
Al Bear.
Al Bear.
Cool.
B-E-H-R.
Ah.
First name, Al.
Say it fast enough, it sounds like Owlbear.
Is that supposed to mean something?
Not to you.
Is that one of your nerd things?
Okay, says the person who has played Axis and Allies in for like 15 hours yesterday.
They're tracking a potential homicide. I'll send you the file. It's a bit crazy. I think they're right that they are on that... they're having you guys kind of back things up.
It sounded like it might be on the more extraterrestrial side of things.
It has to do with drugs, but it's a homicide, so yeah. Apparently there's a designer drug that's been floating around, and they're not worrying about the drugs like the DEA deal. They're worried about, apparently, one of the guys that got capped was an informant, an FBI federal informant, but the guy that shot him is a DJ, or killed him as a DJ. And the DJ is also peddling this, peddling the drugs, so.
Interesting. Do you know if the drugs are particularly dangerous, or is it just the distribution of them that people are reacting to? I ask because I know you've read the Benthic file.
Okay, so the drug itself acts like MDMA, like Molly or ecstasy, but there's something else in it, primarily hallucinogen. From what I've seen and from what I know from pharmacology, I don't think it itself is particularly dangerous. I mean, obviously all, you know, depending on what you do, right? I mean, this one might be in the, you know, going to be, usable, but I don't see people are going to drop off like it's fentanyl or shit like that. Apparently there's an alkaloid involved, and apparently when it connects and clicks with the stuff that's out there and the dust, apparently it kicks it into high gear, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. There's been like the LD50 on this is like an elephant, right? So you'd have to consume more than the body weight, half the body weight of a fucking elephant to peace out on it. I mean, who knows? When you talk about hallucinogens, people don't always come back from them. They've got other issues. But the DJ, he doesn't seem to be a good dude. I have a feeling that they're dealing with some other stuff with the drug. Not the murder, but that might just be me.
Okay. You have access to the file. Do you have access to contact information for Agents Albert and Wilhelm Wilbur?
Oh, yeah, it's right there.
Weber, excuse me?
Weber, yeah. Their info's right there.
Brilliant.
I know him. Thank you.
I mean, yeah, I don't say it often enough, but you're all right, Sam.
He blushes and his lips purse and he doesn't know what the fuck to say.
Aw. Give him a warm smile and clap him on the shoulder. Well, if anything else turns up that you know of, I'm going to get a hold of these two and... I want to try to get in touch with someone at BLM to see if I can be carrying in some kind of agreement, but...
Good luck on that one.
Thanks.
That's part of that whole hippie thing, is they don't want guns there. They even, like, that whole group does not even want BLM to have them. That's why the DEA has to file for special permits, and the FBI, granted, where we're at, we might be able to get it, bringing it in, but you're going to have to arm wrestle with the feds. And you know what? I don't think you're going to get that in 2 weeks.
Well, never know until you try. I can at least try, and I can flat pack. It's not like I haven't carried concealed before.
True. Hey, here. Eat this.
What is it?
It's a spring roll.
Oh.
You've been here for 4 hours, you haven't eaten dinner, you came in, you were talking about dinner, you were going through the interviews, and you still haven't eaten yet.
Thanks, Mom. Then I'll take the spring roll and stuff it in my mouth.
It's good, now make sure that you're home by 10 p.m.
Yes, Mom.
Fucking hippies. I can't believe you're going on there.
I'll go to my computer and type up an email to Weber and Bear. It just sort of a generalized, I understand you're working a case. I'm going to be in the area if you need any assistance. And I'll replace a couple of the A's in the email with green triangles.
Okay. Weber responds back. We can keep our eyes open. If we have extra eyes, that would be good. We can meet up on site.
Sounds good to me. And I'll provide them with my contact information. I don't know what cell service is going to be like out there, but I'll have my phone on me anyway.
Is there anything else that you're interested in doing?
Trying to arm wrestle with BLM to be able to carry.
They keep passing it back and passing it back and passing it back. At this time, they do not have an answer for a permit for you to carry on BLM lands in an official or an unofficial capacity.
Can I consult my Rolodex and see if there's anyone that I know who might be able to help fast track it?
If that Rolodex includes a politician, you may.
Probably.
Okay.
I mean, I can make a luck roll if you would like me to.
Yeah, go ahead. Give me a luck roll.
All right, I can do that.
If only you knew people who had access to politicians on a regular basis.
You know, I don't know you guys well enough to ask favors. I got a 28.
A 28? All right. You're able to get in touch with a Nevada congressman or congressman's office. And you're requesting to get that cleared. With your official stamp, it comes back saying that he will look into it. The BLM is very touchy about these things. And after that, you don't get an immediate response.
Okay.
Are you guys going to fly out or drive out to Reno?
I think we're going to fly. Because if everything that we need, with the exception of what'll be in our suitcases, is going to be provided on the other side or shipped there in advance with Rooster's work, I don't think we'll need to drive.
And Rooster is very happy not to have to pull another Yuma drive.
It's only a couple of hours. Although that said, one of the things that Rowan would have looked into is things like parking permits in Black Rock City.
You have a vehicle pass. You have one vehicle pass.
Yeah, then we'll save that for the RV, because I imagine those are like hen's teeth.
Very much so. Everyone gathers, and you've still not received a response back. You've reached out, and the response is, I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm. I will bring my firearm with me, and if I just cannot get anything, then I will find a place in the RV to hide it and keep it stashed.
A question, would my team have made alternate arrangements for traveling and camping?
They are going to be, so with you, you are flying out. The other ones are camping. They've actually got their stuff and they're going to be camping out. They're going to be working with BLM directly. So they're going to be at the BLM office. They're going to be based out of Gerlich and driving in on a daily basis or a couple days a week.
Okay.
I would like to bring any equipment I think I might need to try to get any work done from there.
Like a laptop?
Yeah, I mean a laptop, obviously, but is there any way I could get an internet connection but I have like a hotspot even or cell service?
You could probably hotspot and get cell service out there, but that still might be a little bit, you know, sketchy.
Okay, but if I had to, I could get send some emails. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So yeah, you gather your things that you feel are necessary and you arrive all in Reno around the same time in the same concourse, kind of serendipitously. Everyone sees each other again for the first time after a bit. Greetings are exchanged, and as you head down toward baggage, you see a skinny man with a large Roman nose and greasy black hair holding a sign that says Underhill.
I just look at Rowan.
Yeah, I got it. And I'll put on a smile, straighten my shoulders, walk over. Hi, I think you're here for us.
Ah, you're a bit tall for hobbits.
I've heard that before.
All right, well.
Rooster coughs. Nerds.
Shut up. What?
Jeremy White.
Do I know this person?
No. He doesn't spark any memories.
Rooster doesn't stiffen, but he goes very, very still.
Your freshman year in high school, you fucking Goomba, you hit me so fucking hard, you knocked me out of my goddamn shoes. I was playing a cross pattern, running a cross pattern as a wide end, and you, I think you were either sitting at safety, and you came right across and took me out.
Well, you shouldn't have been trying to run interference, I guess.
Gentlemen, are we going to have a problem?
No, not at all. He's, That guy fucking hits hard.
Yeah, I know.
But, I'm Vincenzo St. Anthony. I'm going to be your guide here. Y'all are going to be renting my RV.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
I got you all squared away. Somebody said we got to pick up stuff at a P.O. box.
Yes, yeah. We had some stuff shipped in.
So it looks like you didn't go a pro route, huh?
Nah, we decided to try and do it on our own.
We got our own pros.
Oh, well, that's why I'm here. I'm a pro. I'll give you the whole rundown of things.
Appreciate that.
Forget about it. Come on. We got daylight, and we got nighttime.
We got daylight, and it's burning. Let's go.
Yep. So which one of you guys? All right. I'm going to bet that one right there, looking at Rooster. You're going to be the dark wad, huh?
The what?
Dark wad. People get lost in the dark. People can't see him because he's probably not going to want to wear lights. That's how you get run over. You get fucking squished in the deep playa.
So we should always have at least a chemical light on us?
Oh, man, those things run out. You need fucking LEDs. Don't worry, I got you hooked up. I got some vests. I've got some hats. I got some glasses. Think I've got gloves. I've got armband lights. I've got knee pad lights. I've got flashlights for you to walk around with. I've got a spotting scope if you need to find something out in deep playa from far away. It's all good.
I look over at River and just mouth, who the fuck is this?
And River mouths back, what? I don't understand.
Brilliant. How big's this RV?
It's a 40-footer. Anybody got a practice driving something that big?
Yep.
All right. You all right. Sound good. Ooh. Do you know the Gon Alves guys? You, yeah, you. And points at Rooster.
Okay, look, every time you say something, I recognize that you're using words, and I recognize those words, but I have no idea what the fuck you're saying.
I think you should talk to the Gone Elvis guys. I got some buddies over there.
Did you say Gone Elvis?
Yeah. What you think I said?
I wasn't sure.
You thought I said the same thing. Yeah. Yeah, we're on the same. Wow, you guys are going to look like a bunch of sparkle ponies.
If we are very much strangers in a strange land.
Did he call me a sparkle pony?
I'm Tiana Hansen, and I play Rowan.
I'm Seth Jones, and I play River.
I'm Ben Sislowski, and I play Rooster.
I'm Joseph Newman, and I play Ross.
I'm Christy Bauer, and I play Reagan.
I'm Dan Vashkevich, the Handler. Our story is based upon the role-playing game Delta Green by Arc Dream Publishing. Delta Green is created by Dennis Detweiler, Adam Scott Glancy, and John Scott Tynes. Season 5 is based on two stories. The first is Reverberations by Shane Ivey, and the other is an original story by me, Dan Vashkevich. If you like our story, there are a few ways to support us. First, you can check out our Patreon page, patreon.com/theredactedreports. Patrons of our podcast will receive early access to episodes, Rowan's written reports for each story, as well as other goodies and opportunities exclusive to our patrons. We offer special thanks to our $20 and up patrons, Stephen Schwartz, Director Arayo, Jonathan Powell, Tom Padula, M.S. Aznikar, Heather Ney, Jen Obertaz, Jake Blair, Bomb Clancy, Kit Thompson, Danny,
Lady Bedivere,
Sherrick Manning, Red Dead Coquette, Blardimus, Ginger Fury, Dr. Christian Lehman, Kate, DB, Eli the Kraut, Mickey Maki, Robbie Nowell, Naya Fenris, and J. Matthews 85. If you can't support us directly, that's okay. Please support us by telling people about us. Leave a review wherever you get your podcast and follow us on all the usual social media sites. Also, check out our website, www.theredactedreportspodcast.com. All of our handouts are archived there, and if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can reach out to Agent Harker through the contact form there. The Redacted Reports is edited and produced by Tiana Hansen and is distributed by Quests and Chaos. If you like what you hear with us, give Quests and Chaos YouTube and Twitch channels a visit. They play Dungeons & Dragons and Call of Cthulhu on a weekly basis. Additional undercurrent music, Rowan Rising, was composed and orchestrated by Alan Strickland. You could find him at alanstrickland.net. That's Alan, A-L-L-E-N, for his classical compositions. Join us next week. Our own reality bends and shifts, molding the facades we carry daily into grotesque visions we can barely imagine. Echoes of the Monarch will take us beyond this industrial hellscape to a verdant valley filled with creeping horrors, the Grand Ball making ghouls of us all.